This is GLBC Radio, or Gay Leather Bear Cub Radio, number 6. Hey there, listeners. My name is Ken Cub Adam. I'm a 29-year-old gay leather bear cub who is married to a wonderful, loving man who puts up with all my shit. I am currently working just footsteps away from the largest gayborhood in Canada. I'm coming to you live from a posh condo in the heart of gay metropolis, Toronto, Ontario. On today's show, I'll be talking on a wide variety of topics, some more plausible than others. I'll ask and respond to the eternal questions anyone may ask, or is it just me? Well, get ready, boys. A 1, 2, 3, 4. Here we go. Now on with the show. Welcome to the What If Show, people. This is Gay Leather Bear Cup Radio, and I am your host, Ken Cub Adam. What if the president had to go to war if he so declared war and had to be in the front lines of defense? Would there be any more wars? I don't think so. Either that or we'd have one hell of a good leader. What if there was not a need for money anymore, would there still be schoolyard bullies who would want your lunch money? Probably. Unfortunately. But instead of your money, they would steal your lunch or your stuff. The world hasn't evolved yet. Well, not enough in this fact. What if by making mistakes was the best way to learn, and thereby making everyone around you think you're an idiot in the process? Would you still want to learn? Well, you just have to find another way to learn, by not making so many mistakes. What if police stopped eating donuts? Would the average rate of heart attacks decrease significantly among the police? You know that donuts have the highest amount of trans fatty acids? Well, you do now. And would crime levels decrease if the police could actually run a few blocks without having to stop to catch their breath and catch the perpetrator they were after? Most likely. What if all oil ran out and all that was left was nuclear, solar, wind, geothermal, hydroelectricity, and bioenergy to hold the world over? Would the human race survive? I think so. Probably far better than we do now. But there would be a lot of cars and trucks to recycle, or just upgrade to electric, maybe. Or possibly have a car that runs on electricity that comes from an electric eel or two. I think that would be brilliant, don't you? Maybe. That would be unhumane, and I'm sure animal rights activists all over would hate me for coming up with this idea. I forget you ever heard this one. What if the moon was eclipsed for a whole month every year? Would the world be a safer place to exist? No one likes darkness. There would be chaos and looting. Just look at what happens in some cities when they win or lose a sports game. It's crazy, not to mention how wild the growth of trees would be and how affected they would be. If you've seen what happened to a bean plant if you put it in total darkness for a couple days, it grows out of control trying to find the light, but after a few days if you take it back out and put it in the light, it goes into shock and dies. What if trees stopped filtering our air? Would the world be a horrible place to live in? Or would it still maintain life? Probably not. Then again, there are ways to fix some man-made devices, and, well, people could evolve again. You never know. What if dogs are really smarter than humans, and they only play man's best friend because you're their meal ticket and shelter ticket? What if bosses and managers were paid fairly? They had to do piecework. Would you be making more than your boss? Most likely. Good luck if that'll ever happen, though. What if men had babies and women could not? Would women be the driving force in society? An episode of Sliders seemed to think so, but men held a key role in that society. Breeders. I guess that's a straight fantasy if you ask me. What if you were stuck in a game and the only way out was to die or for the user to play through to the very end? Would you live or die? Would you do all you can to help the user? Or would you just give up and die? What if there was a gene or chemical that induced a woman's pregnancy so that she could choose her baby's sexual orientation? Would you choose gay or straight? Or would you let your baby be born naturally? What if Einstein's theories were off, and that's why physics is so slow and complicated in our society? What if gay pride was every day? Would you still attend and take off work? I would, but then I'd have to be part of it somehow, or maybe work as an employee of the Pride Committee. How about you, my listeners? What would you do? What if there was a pill that can make you into the perfect person? Do The only drawback is that everyone who took it would look, think, and act alike, as it would erase your personality. Would you still take it? Definitely not. Not until the bugs are sorted out anyways. Then maybe. But then again, maybe not. Just think, if you're the only normal person left, you would be famous. You'd be rarefied and quite possibly the most desirable because you're not a crowd follower. What if we called straight boys lesbians and straight women fags? Would it fly? You know, dish out a dose of what we've been dished out? Probably not a good idea unless you want to be a martyr in the political side of queer history. What if bi guys could change their gender at will so that they could have the kind of sex their potential partner wanted? I know some animals can, and insects, worms possibly. But why can't we? That's a question for everybody. What if, the list goes on and on, but I should end it here. To get in contact with me, you can email me at glbcradio@gmail.com, or you can add me as a friend on Facebook, just for search for Adam Gordon Fox, or you can Skype or Gizmo me at CanCubAdamFox, all one word, or you can follow me on Twitter, just type in glbcradio@gmail.com, and when you find my profile, just click follow. You can join my Facebook group called Gay Leather Bear Cub Radio to get the latest news and update from me, your host, Ken Cub Adam. You have been listening to Gay Leather Bear Cub Radio. Don't forget to listen to my new songs I've just created. They will be played at the end of the show. Twirl Hugs from Toronto, this is Ken Cub Adam, signing out. Darkness flies across your eyes, and your breath breathes life. A star is born that twinkles and soars on this avenging night. When the cruising and smoozing runs rampant down on the city streets, the time has come for gay men to come out of the closet to meet. The nights go bright throughout the night as the thumper thumper plays on. The sound rings true to me and you on this crazy early morn. A shiver is felt across the spine and an image flashes in your mind. The day is long and the sun shines hot. Your skin is smooth and you sweat a lot. You are joined body and soul as you grunt and groan and heave and moan. The day is yours, the night is mine. We always make love in perfect time. We grow up blind until the time when the world can truly see. You're out for you, and I'm out for me. Day people are strange, I'd say. Working all day and by chance they just might get all crazy and run off screaming into the night. They drink their faces off with each new variant of Smirnoff. They stagger back home at dawn, just enough time for a quick shower and shave. Then off to work where they're treated like slaves. Just another hectic day during their daily walk of shame. People of the night shiver in fright with the rays of the new rising sun. They slip away and hide so they don't have to see the light of day. Tucked far away until the glow of the dark moon haze. For you see, not everybody enjoys the glow of the bright sun rays. Then out to play all night long as the beat of the thumpa thumpa goes on and on. Dancing and singing and signs of life fill the lonely, cold, bitter nights. That's the way you see night and day play out equally, but painfully It will be for eternity, but not everyone finds this joyfully. Some are locked away in the closet so deep, some have not come out at all. And for those I pity, for the world has grown, and love is there as it floats around and through the air. The beat of the thumpa thumpa goes on and on. And if you're still listening to this song, listen to your heart today. That's the only way, and love will find you one random day. So don't throw it all away and hide away, and you'll be in for a bright sunny day. Sometimes it takes a lot out of me to show the face that everyone sees. I wanna be bad, but I gotta be good. I don't wanna be misunderstood. I've gotta be good, but I wanna be bad. Sometimes I feel really, really, really sad when I can't be bad. I had my life, only I know. I've hidden it away well as I have grown. Someday soon you'll surely see, I'll show it out magnificently. Until that day, I'm happy to say, it will be right here, locked, hidden away. I want to be bad, but I gotta be good. Don't wanna be misunderstood. Gotta be good, but I wanna be bad. Sometimes I feel really, really, really sad when I can't be bad. I shrug away the unknown. I find peace and love in my own home. Sometimes I just want to break free and in my life respect the peace. I wanna be bad, but I gotta be good. Don't wanna be misunderstood. I've gotta be good, but I wanna be bad. Sometimes I feel really, really, really sad when I can't be bad. Sometimes I don't recognize all the fear that hides inside. The pain is there, it hides my face and quenches the tears I slowly embrace. I wanna be bad, but I've gotta be good. Don't wanna be misunderstood. I've gotta be good, but I wanna be bad. Sometimes I feel really, really, really sad when I can't be bad. When I just turn it off, things happen that I can't stop. There comes a day when you'll need belief, but take my hand, it provides me with relief. Only then it fades away, locked back inside me for another crazy day. I wanna be bad, but I've gotta be good. Don't wanna be misunderstood. I've gotta be good, but I wanna be bad. Sometimes I feel really, really, really sad when I can't be bad.
If you go out in the woods today, you're sure to see all the boys. If you go out in the woods today, you'll experience all the joy. For every cub that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the cubs have their camp day. If you go out in the woods today, you better not go alone. Bring a friend, it might be fun to watch your friend get blown. For every cub that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the bear cubs have their camp day. Every bear cub that's been good is sure of a treat today. There's lots of gay boys there to meet and sexual games to play. Down on their knees where nobody sees, they'll suck you off as long as you please. Today's the day the bear cubs have their camp day. Camping time for bear cubs. The little bear cubs are having a lovely time today. Watch them shed their underwear and see them cruising all the boys today. See them gaily strut about. They love to stare you out and never have any cares. At 12 o'clock, their gay super daddies will take them home to bed because they're tired little gay bear cubs. Camping time for bear cubs. The little bear cubs are having a lovely time today. Watch them shed their underwear and see them cruising all the boys today. See them gaily strut about. They'd love to stare you out and never have any cares. At 12 o'clock, the gay sugar daddies will take them home to bed because they're tired little gay bear cubs.
by my side, an angel. Here by my side, the devil. Never turn your back on me. Never turn your back on me again. Here by my side.